Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back. Second segment of Tee to Green here on WGR, our special U.S. Open edition. Hope you're enjoying your start to your Saturday. I'm Brian Colziel, along with Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. If you missed our first segment, it'll be up in our on-demand audio section in just a little bit, WGR550.com. Lots on the U.S. Open. But now Jeff is going to kind of take the shots that you're seeing on the U.S. Open and tell you how you can do that on your course. Jeff, the rough has been absolutely brutal, thick, all over the place, fairway, around the green, everywhere. As we get to our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week here, brought to you by the Western New York PGA, the Western PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. Let's talk about hitting out of thick rough. If you have playing at a course maybe that you're not used to and you got thick rough all of a sudden, or maybe even, you know, these wetter fall days, you might get some really thick, lush rough to have to hit out of. Why don't you take us through the thought process? Let's maybe start in the fair. You miss the fairway, and now you've got to hit what you're hoping to be is maybe an approach shot or maybe just a chunk out. What are some of the things that you should be thinking about to make the shot successful?
A couple quick tips. Most people use too little loft. So first thing you want to do is make sure you have enough loft. If you're trying to pitch it out and you got a four iron in your hands, it's probably not enough loft. So make sure you have enough loft. The other thing is you want to move it back in your stance and get a little steeper. So you want to hit down on that ball, try to get less grass between the club face and the ball. So take a little bit more loft and move it back in your stance and try to get less grass between the club head and the ball. Now, around the green, once you get closer to the green, it's going to be a little different. If you watch this week, a lot of these guys, they're not actually trying to hit the ball. They're going to hit these long, rough shots near the green, more like a bunker shot. So you want to hit an inch or two behind the ball when there's a ton of rough around the green and almost play it like a bunker shot. Open the blade a little bit, use the bounce of that club, and make sure you have some zip. If you're trying to contact the ball sometimes, your club might get stuck. So in the rough, the club face will tend to twist closed. So any chance you get in the long rough, you want to open that blade a little bit, grip a little tighter with the bottom three fingers of your left hand just to keep that blade from twisting open. And around the green, hit it like a bunker shot. Hit an inch or two behind and make sure you accelerate and bounce that ball out on a cushion of grass instead of a cushion of sand. It's not as difficult as it sounds once you get a little bit of feel for it.
How about where you should position yourself, feet, weight, all that sort of stuff in both of these shots?
You know, in the off the fairway, you want to have your normal stance, maybe a tiny bit wider. You want it slightly behind center because you want to be descending into that golf ball to let the loft of the club launch that ball out of the tough grass, out of the tall grass. Around the greens, that's going to be a judgment call based on the lie you have and what kind of shot you're trying to hit. But play it like a bunker shot so you'd have it. I guess the difference would be it'd be a little bit more in the center of your stance than it would be forward in your stance if you had a bunker shot.
If I can add, this is why players work out constantly too, because of the physical demands of playing out of rough like that. Justin Thomas, in his post-round interview Friday night, was exhausted. He said it was exhausting to play in it. It takes a little bit more to muscle the golf ball out of there. It's a little more taxing on the body, isn't it, Jeff?
It is. That's where injuries can happen, too, when that club flips over. You got to be careful. You don't know what's under the rough. I think he's probably more exhausted from the strain of playing 18 brutally hard golf holes for the second day in a row, where every shot is life or death because hitting it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The wrong spot can make you grab a double bogey real, real quick.
Now, if you actually hit it so far into the rough that you can't find your ball, a lot of times in just gentlemanly play, you'd say, we can't find it. You drop it, you take a penalty. But that's actually not the rule, Jeff, right? It happened to Jordan Spieth on the second hole of this tournament.
Yeah, I was surprised. I thought there'd be more cases where the relatively new 3-minute rule where you're allowed to search for your golf ball would have come up during this event, especially without fans there. I thought they might have trouble finding a few of these golf balls, but yeah, you have 3 minutes to find your golf ball. If not, yeah, that's a lost ball and you have to proceed under the lost ball penalty, which is stroke and distance.
Yeah. So I would guess the majority of amateurs that just play, you know, their one round a week with their buddies, they're usually just dropping it right where they think it is and taking the penalty.
The gallery rule or the leaf rule, they don't exist in the actual rules of golf. But pace of play
is important. Right. So if you're out there and you got a group behind you, just drop a ball.
I mean, if you all saw it go in a spot, you can all agree, like, you know, whatever, go for a hole, got it. It's funny, I had a lost ball off a tee at the fifth hole at Lancaster earlier this year in a match, and I hit it left, and we couldn't find the ball, so I had to go all the way back, and that's the hardest hole on the golf course. It's 450-yard par four.
Yeah.
And wouldn't you know it, I hit a career drive my third shot.
Yeah.
Hit my best drive ever on the hole. I only had 175 in. That's how much I murdered the golf ball, but it was my third. Yeah, it happens, though.
But if it's match play, you might as well just walk to the green anyway. He probably lost after hitting it in the fairway. Well, you never know. You never know.
It was a team match. So, you know, I didn't want to leave my partner hanging. And then I promptly made double bogey. I left him hanging.
Good job. Absolutely. Our tip of the week again brought to you by the West York PGA. Hey, if you still a lot of golf left here this fall, if you want to get involved in some of the events or contact your local PGA professional, go to WNYPGA.com.
By the way, congratulations, Timmy Faulkner. Didn't he just win the match play?
I was going to bring that up.
Yes. Yeah.
As much as we pick on Tim Faulkner, he's a really good player. He won the Assistance Match Play Championship this week. Congratulations to Tim. That's a good win for him.
I think this was the whole deal. Like, all the pros were in it. The top 16. Wasn't Freezer in it?
I think he won the match play. I could be mistaken, but I thought he won one of the match play events. Yeah,
he won the match play. Faulkner won the match play. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Congrats, Tim. Nice job. Hey, how about also this? Good news this week from Section 6 for all of you living in the Section 6 area listening here in Western New York and Buffalo. High school golf was one of the sports that was approved as a low-risk sport to go ahead and proceed. And some schools are starting as early as Monday. So high school golf should be back. And as it is in Section 6, boys golf and girls golf here get going. So that's a good sign, Jeff. I know, you know, you working with teenagers a lot and, you know, a lot of aspiring to be high school golfers at some point. Like, this is good news. We haven't had a lot of good news when it comes to school and activities and sports. But golf is one of the ones that's going to be able to get going come next week here in Western New York.
You know, good for those kids, because a lot of these kids, this is their senior year. This is how they're trying to get some scores down to try to get into college and play and stuff like that. I imagine the logistics are difficult because every golf course is pretty busy right now, and they're trying to squeeze a two-month season into a month. But good. I'm glad they're getting to play, and I agree with that decision. I wish them the best, and hopefully we can still have the states in the spring for these guys and girls.
That's right. Yeah, and for those that may be listening elsewhere, either in the state or somewhere else, New York State high school golf, some sections play in the spring, some play in the fall, and then they all come together for sectionals and states later in the spring. So it kind of just depends on what each section is doing. But for the majority of you listening here in Section 6 in Western New York, golf's going to get going very soon. Okay, we're going to take a timeout here. When we come back, we'll get our final thoughts on the U.S. Open. See if we need to adjust our picks from what we were thinking about. I'm kind of liking the guys that I was mentioning. And also, I mentioned, how does Babe Ruth and this week's U.S. Open have any connection? Well, I got a cool story to tell you about. When we return here on Tee to Green with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colziel, Corey Griswold producing. Thanks for being with us. More Tee to Green coming up right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.